Life is a journey. What's your story? Radio St. Pete Insider is pleased to have the Museum of the American Arts and Crafts Movement, which will celebrate 3 years this September. With us today is Andrea Morgan, Director of Operations. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Rudy Ciccarello, the founder of the museum and president of the Two Red Roses, who has collected for 20 years, and this beautiful museum houses many of the things he's collected.
Yeah, so 20 years ago in 2004, Rudy Ciccarello started the Two Red Roses Foundation with this aim to collect, preserve, and educate about the American arts and crafts movement. This grew out of a love of the movement that he had as he kind of started collecting personally and realized that there was a need to kind of further that. So for the last 20 years, he has been collecting kind of the cream of the crop, the best of the best of the arts and crafts movement, and has created probably the most comprehensive collection of arts and crafts works of art anywhere to be found. And then once the collection amassed, you know, a significant amount, the conversation came up of what to do with such a collection. And his answer to that was build a museum. There is no other museum like this in the world. We are the only museum dedicated to the American arts and crafts movement. So he built a museum to house the collection, and that is the Museum of the American Arts and Crafts Movement right here in St. Pete.
So the building is extraordinary, designed by Alberto Alfonso, a Tampa architect, world famous architect. It's a stunning architecture, works of art that showcases furniture, pottery, tiles, lighting, textiles, photography, fine arts, woodblocks, metalwork, period room installations, and more. Now, the people that I know are Frank Lloyd Wright and Tiffany. But, Andrea, you told me that there's some other anchor tenants in the art world that are showcased in this fabulous museum.
Absolutely. So when we think of the arts and crafts movement, one name that stands out is certainly Gustav Stickley of Craftsman Workshops. So Gustav Stickley, his work of art is featured very prominently in the museum. Certainly Frank Lloyd Wright is a big name that people know in the world of architecture around this time period, as well as people like Louis Comfort, Tiffany, Louis Sullivan. So all of these people are represented in the museum as well.
The museum is quite an experience. You walk in, there's a delightful cafe and a gift shop that doubles as a art world exhibit. I mean, there's things that are stunning in there. But you do a lot of family programs, and I think that that is really incredible to let another generation experience the Museum of American Arts and Crafts. Tell us a little bit about the family programs.
So when we opened the museum, we wanted to make sure that we had programs for all ages. And the family days, which occur on the first Saturday of every month, is one of those cornerstone programs. And the idea is that we have a different activity every month. It's meant to be intergenerational, so a family can come in. There's no set time that you have to be there. You can really just pop in and do the art making. And the art making is inspired by what we have in the galleries. So, for example, in May, we are doing an activity based on the tile in our tile collection. And so families will be able to decorate their own tile and bring it home. So it always has a nice connection to the collection. And then we also do a family-friendly tour with a docent. So we understand that those people who come to the museum with their families, not always a small child will enjoy going around the museum with a docent for a full hour. So our docents are kind of specially trained to do tours that are a little bit more engaging for the youngsters, as well as a little shorter. They're not quite an hour, and they do a really good job entertaining the kids.
You know, first of all, I love the word faience. Tell me what faience is. Are they the glazed terracotta tiles or faience?
Yeah, so that word faience kind of trips a lot of people up, I think, when they think about it. It's basically decorated tiles. And our tile collection is one of the most substantial in the entire museum. And when I first thought of tile, before I knew too much about the arts and crafts movement, I thought, what's the big deal? We all have tile in our houses, you know, our kitchens and bathrooms and things like that. And then when these objects started coming out of storage and we were hanging them in the museum, I was absolutely blown away by what artists could do with these tiles. Some tiles that we have on display are tantamount to paintings. This was a time period where you could really use tile to bring decoration and color into the architecture of your home. It was a little bit more cost effective than, say, an oil painting or things like that. But some of these objects really, they have the quality of those paintings. So the tile activity should be a lot of fun.
So the children's program, May 4th, to make your own glazed terracotta tiles, just to have a little, make a little art tile. And on June 1st is Fantastic Fairy Tales, where you can come with the kids and explore myths, legends, and tall tales while touring the children's gallery. The museum is 3,700 square foot banquet room with period chandeliers. It's 40,000 square feet of gallery space. It has an outdoor garden with period tiles and fountains. Inside, the five-story museum has a grand atrium, skylights, a dramatic spiral staircase, handcrafted Venetian plaster, wood, metal, and stone finishes. How does it feel to work in some place that's so beautiful every day?
I count myself very, very lucky to get to work in a place like this. Few people get to do what they love every day, and I'm one of those people. You know, the founder of the arts and crafts movement, William Morris, said, have nothing in your home that isn't beautiful and useful. I get to have nothing in my work as well as my home that's not beautiful and useful. So this idea of surrounding myself every day in a beautiful environment with beautiful art, I really do count myself as one of the lucky ones.
Absolutely. And now, you know, it's not just children who can learn things. You know, with the Tiffany glass there, there is actually a glass studio at the museum. Tell us about that and the fused glass classes that you started this year.
So our glass studio is one of our most popular aspects of the museum. We teach a couple of different classes. Our leaded glass class, it's the same technique that is employed in the Tiffany lamp shade. So it's leaded glass where you do everything from start to finish.
One of the things that's so exciting is that the Studio Sips nights at the museum are new, and the first one, or one of the first ones on May 10th from 5 to 7, is an evening fused glass class, and you can make glass art while enjoying a glass of wine. You need to sign up in advance, and the nights at the museum are on select dates from 5 to 7 p.m., and that is really exciting. They recently had their fundraiser, and also a St. Pete Jazz Festival performance there. And on May 19th, when photography became art, pictorialism, straight photography, and the photo secession. Dr. Alexander Rich will be there May 19th at 2 o'clock. He's the executive director and chief curator of the Department of Art History and Museum Studies at the Polk Museum of Art of Florida Southern College. It's a special presentation to celebrate a new acquisition by the Two Red Roses Foundation, the rare and impressive The Netmender, 1894 by Alfred Stieglitz. It's a wonderful addition. It's a signature image from Stieglitz's early career, one that he famously called my favorite picture in 1899. He included that image in no fewer than 22 exhibitions between 1895 and 1910. And so this is really an amazing addition for the museum. I know that Rudy is always collecting, and the Netmender is perhaps one of the most exciting new acquisitions, 1894, and that event is coming up. Tell us a little bit, if you can, about the exhibit that is there right now, Masterpieces, through June 2nd.
Our Masterpieces show, which opened in January, is a very exciting show because it shows and exhibits some of the best pieces of the collection, and most of them are newly acquired within the last year or so. So this collection of exquisite objects really shows the exemplars of the American arts and crafts movement in both craftsmanship and quality from some of the best artists of the time.
You also have Dignity and Grace, these humbler medals.
So this show is a really fun show to put together because it puts on view our metalwork collection. And as expansive as the museum is with 44,000 square feet of gallery space, we did not have a section set aside for our metalwork. And our metalwork is a significant part of our holdings. So when we mounted this exhibition, it was exciting to see all of these objects that haven't been out before. So this is kind of a long-term exhibition that we're hosting right now so that we can show off all of these works of art from the collection that aren't normally on view.
And so in addition to all the amazing things you discussed with us today, there's also summer art camps. Is there still room to sign up for June 11th through 14th, Masters of Materials, and July 16th through 19th, the Arts and Crafts Animals? Are reservations still open for families who want to enroll their children, 7 to 11?
We do. We have a few openings left for both weeks of camp. We are excited to offer camp this year. It's our first year offering camp, and we're making use of our beautiful education studio. The kiddos will be able to come in, see the museum every day, have art making every day, and do some of the fun things that usually are reserved for adults, like some of our glass work we're going to incorporate into the camps this year.
It's so exciting. Museum of the American Arts and Crafts Movement can be found at 355 4th Street North in downtown St. Pete. There is ample and inexpensive parking. It's open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4, Sunday, 12 to 4. I'm going to read you what the website is, www.museummaacm.org. Sign up for the newsletter. Come visit. Andrea, thank you so much for being here. Radio St. Pete.
Thank you very much.